play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it, OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, altogether better, Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg, you better call Dave's, Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Let's send it to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineups.
Starting lineups. First for the Pioneers, a 5'7 senior. Number 10, Izzy Anderson. A 5'7 junior, number 24, Kennedy Prince. A 5'10 senior, number 40, Daria Guzzo. A 5'8 senior, number 42, Molly Ethington. And a 5'6 junior, number 50, Madeline Wendell. Pioneers coached by Jay Hatch, assisted by Mark Brooks. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 5, Raina Gully. A 5'5 junior, number 14, Lexi Daniels. A 5'8 senior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'9 senior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 junior, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison and Michael Ruck.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Our starting lineups here tonight, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Alamo Pioneer Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver, wearing the black shoes and the pink socks tonight on Pink Out Night. Pioneers in their road green, trimmed in white and silver. Exact same style of uniform again as the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We've seen that a lot this year. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine at 6'1". And for the Alamo Pioneers, it'll be Daria Guzzo at 5'10". Ready to get things underway tonight. Western Big Six action here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. Tap one by the Pioneers on the left wing. This is Kennedy Prince with it. Fires a three right away. It's good. She hit, what, three of them against us last time around?
Yeah, the Streaks have got to identify her because she's one of the few that is more than willing to just launch from out there, and she does it right away there.
Full court pressure for the Pioneers, and the Streaks turn it over. This is Izzy Anderson. Drives down the middle, pulls up with a 10-foot jumper. Too strong, gets her own rebound. Looks for some help, leans around, banks it, no good. Rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Off it goes to Raina Gully. Now it's Casey Williams. Casey on the left wing, back to Raina out high on the left side. Pioneers come out in a man-to-man defense. Left wing, it goes to Sabrina Clay. Now top of the key, it's Shaylee Florine to Raina Gully. Out high right side, out high left side to Casey Williams. Left baseline, it's Raina, or rather Lexi Daniels. Nice move down on the left block by Shaylee Florine. She faked to the baseline, spun back to the middle, put up a hook shot up and in. And it's 3-2 Alamon.
I thought initially it looked like she made that more complicated for herself than she had to, because it looked like the baseline was open. But once she got to the middle, it was just a nice little hook.
Gozo fires a 17-footer just outside the free throw line. Can't hit the shot. Rebound got tapped out of bounds by the Pioneers. It'll go back to the Streaks, and Alleman will pick up with full court pressure. Shaley will inbound. Streaks trail 3-2, just underway, 6:57 to play first quarter. Inbound comes to Casey Williams. Casey will bring it across herself, across the timeline, left side. Picks up, gets trapped, gets to Reyna just left of the center circle. Now right wing, Lexi Daniels. Back to Reyna out right of the center circle. Gives to Sabrina Clay on the right wing outside the three-point arc. Sabrina to Shaley out high right side. Now between the circles, it's Reyna Gully. Back to Lexi on the right wing. Bounces for Shaley. It got knocked away, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. And a little bit slow on the pass that time. There was actually, it was, I think, Ethington was helping, kind of doubling down on Shaley. Got in there and knocked the pass away.
Yeah, not great recognition right there from Lexi. It was a clear double team on Shaley. You don't want to force that one into her.
Inbound comes to Reyna down the left block. Leans in, can't get it to fall. Prince with a rebound down court, knocked away by Casey Williams. She saves it inbounds to Shaley. Nice hustle by Casey Williams. Now it's Reyna Gully in the center circle with it. Sets up the offense for the Streaks. Out high it goes to Shaley on the left side. Now to Sabrina out high right side. Right wing to Reyna Gully. Reyna looks over the defense. Gives to Lexi at the free throw line. She'll stop and fire the 12-footer. In and out, no good. Shaley with a rebound up off the glass. No, but she's fouled by Daria Guzzo. That'll be the first foul in the basketball game.
Yeah, I didn't think Shaley was going to get that foul at first, but a nice job by her grabbing that offensive rebound and then going right back up with it. She didn't take a dribble. She didn't look at the floor. She went right back up, drew the contact. Now she's at the line.
Two shots for Shaley. First one is up and perfect. Shaley with all three of the Streaks points. We're tied at 3, 6-11 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks 17-2 on the season. Alleman 13-5. Both teams 3-2 of the Western Big Six. Shaley's second one is hard off the back iron. Rebound comes down to Molly Ethington for the Pioneers. Now Kennedy Prince with it to Ethington between the circles against Sabrina Clay. Streaks into man-to-man defense. Ethington picks up, gives to Anderson. Izzy Anderson drives to the free throw line, kicks out to the right wing to Wendell. Now down on the right block, it goes to Guzzo, turns, faces up, leans into Shaley, puts a shot up, partially blocked by Shaley. Sabrina Clay down with a rebound. Nice defense by Shaley, held her ground with her arms straight up.
Yeah, good job. She kind of kept her arms even back a little bit. She wasn't trying to lean in like we see her do every once in a while. So nice job. She absorbed the contact. Guzzo kind of put a shoulder into her sternum, and she took it, and then when she kept straight up.
Reyna Gully between the circles gets a pick from Sabrina Clay. Pick and roll, can't find her. Now to Shaley at the high post. Right elbow, she'll fire the 16-footer. It's too strong. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Prince for Alleman. Prince on the run. Left side, tried to bounce for Anderson. Went off the back of her leg. Prince gets it back. Out high it goes to Wendell. Now to Guzzo out high on the right side. Now high post with it at the right elbow. Gives to Prince out high on the left side. Prince back to Wendell. Wendell gives to Guzzo. Dribbles into the paint, stops, looks for help, gets to Anderson to the free throw line, dribbles left, down the left side of the lane, 8-footers up off the glass and good.
Nice contested make there from Izzy Anderson. She went up. She had Shaley kind of in front of her a little bit, and Reyna was in her face, but she still was able to get it off the square and in.
5-3 Alleman, 4:50 to play first quarter. Shaley Florina out high left side to Sabrina Clay. Now right side it goes to Reyna Gully, top of the key. Lexi fires a three. It's too hard off the back iron. Rebound, Casey Williams leans it up off the glass and got it.
Streaks are going to have to be very effective on the offensive boards today. Nice shot by Casey because it's clear that Allman's going to take away that pick and roll.
We're tied at 5, 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. This is Guzzo on the dribble out high left side. Hands off to Prince. Nearly traveled. Now got it to Anderson on the left wing. She nearly traveled as well. She lost her balance. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks out high to Wendell. She'll dribble to the right wing. Gives to the high post right side. It's Ethington. Now it's Prince. Dribbles right down the right side lane. Kicks on the right baseline to Wendell. She'll fire the three. It's in and out. No good. Casey Williams with a rebound.
Not a bad decision right there by Casey because she kind of came off Wendell, leaving her open for the three, but she cut off Prince, so Prince couldn't get the easy two. Wendell not as big of a three-point threat.
Reyna Gully gives to Shaley Farina out high right side. Now it's high post left side to Sabrina. Drives down the left side of the lane, and a blocking call is going to go against Ethington, and that's one that you don't see Sabrina get that call off of, but it was the correct call. She started the move, and Ethington stepped in front of her, didn't have the position, and picks up the foul.
Sammy Thompson and Kaylin Boydson into the game for the first time. Reyna and Shaley will have seats.
3:53 to play first quarter. We're tied at 5. Casey Williams win down from the left baseline for the Streaks. Wide open right side on the block. It's Sammy. She lays it up and in. Nice feed from Casey Williams. Sammy Thompson with the two Streaks with their first lead, 7-5, 3:45 to play here in the first quarter. Izzy Anderson on the dribble for the Pioneers. Hands off right side to Prince. Now between the circles. It is Mallory Hillman into the game. Now we've got a kick. Okay, I thought they were going to call a foul. Well, Raven Wyatt also went for the Pioneers.
Yeah, and you know what I thought it was going to be? I thought it was going to be that the Streaks hit it, but I thought it went off of Wyatt, but they said the kick happened before that.
Inbounding will be Anderson from the left baseline for Alleman. Looking for help. That would have been, wasn't it? That would have been a five last Thursday night against us after she handed her the ball. But they did call the five that time. Streets get it on the Alleman turnover. No argument from the Alleman bench on that one because nobody just got open. Great job defensively by the Streets off the ball. Casey Williams across midcourt right side. Gets to Lexi Daniels out high right. Now between the circles, Kaylin Boydston with it. Kaylin sets the offense, dribbles left, picks up and gives to Casey, top of the key, dribbles right, gets a pick from Sabrina, down to the right side on the block, leans in, shot's no good. Sabrina skies for the rebound, up off the glass, can't hit, and a rebound comes down to Anna Noe, also in for the Pioneers. Now Izzy Anderson on the run, stopped at the free throw line, kicks out, now right wing it goes to Prince. Prince down to the right block to Noe, back to Prince, knocked away by Sabrina Clay, and it's going to go off of the leg of Prince. That was a great defensive play by Sabrina. Again, that's one of those. All year she gets called for fouls on plays like that, and it was a completely clean play and a great play that knocked it right off the leg of Prince.
You've got to appreciate the determination of Sabrina to keep going after that play, especially considering what you said, that, you know, we've seen fouls called on that repeatedly all season long.
Raina Gulley on the dribble in the backcourt, working against Anderson, gets it across to Sammy Thompson. Sammy picks up and gets to Raina, top of the key. She'll pull it out and set for the Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Galesburg leads 7-5. Sammy Thompson out high left side, dribbles right, gets a pick from Raina, and lost a handle, thought she traveled. The official says it got knocked away. Now Raina has it out high left side. Now between the circles, Lexi Daniels dribbles right, hands off to Kaylin Boyston. Little weave. Now it's Raina between the circles. And she'll dribble right, gets a pick from Shaley. Goes to the right baseline, kicks out to Lexi, and they close out. Prince got out there to close out on the three. Nice job defensively by Kennedy Prince, recognizing that Lexi's the three-point shooter. Now Raina Gulley spins on the left side, down the left side of the lane, got tripped up, no call. Oh, now they're going to call a blocking foul. I wasn't sure, the official wasn't indicating at first, and that's really, honestly, the only way. I don't know if you can give a no call on that. I mean, they both were kind of tripping.
Right, once the ball goes out of bounds, it's tough to call a no call when there's that much contact. I thought the worst contact was actually right before that, and then basically what happened is the initial contact kind of took Raina off as Sammy loses control of the ball and ends up throwing it out of bounds. The initial contact took Raina off her balance, and then she kind of fell into Hillman, and Hillman's did get called for the foul there.
Back in for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay in there with Raina Gulley, Kaylin Boyston, Shaley Florine in for Alleman. Caitlin DeWitt, a 5'7 senior. She actually got the start when we played up there over Kennedy Prince. This is Izzy Anderson on the dribble, stops right at the center circle, gives out high left side to Raven Wyatt. Now high post right side, it is Noe. Noe with the basketball, turns and gives to DeWitt on the right wing, fires a three, no good. Weak side rebound for Raina Gulley. Raina on the run, across midcourt, right side. Top of the key, now left wing, Kaylin Boyston gets it inside to Shaley, got knocked away from behind, and now coming up with it, and now it's stolen by Kaylin Boyston. Kaylin down the right side, lay it up and got it.
Great play by Kaylin. She is one that is not afraid to be in a cluster. She saw that Alleman was having problems getting the ball at the floor. She just ran in there, poked it away, and was able to get the one-man fast break.
9-5 Streaks, a minute and a half to play first quarter. Down the left side, a travel. I don't know how the heck you missed that. Mallory Hillman drove down, picked up the ball, took three steps, and waited. She had as many steps as Des Bryant did after he caught the ball.
Yeah. You mean didn't catch the ball.
Oh, right, didn't catch the ball. After he had his hands on the ball and, yeah, whatever you call it. So Hillman with a two, make it 9-7 Streaks, 1:46 to play here in the first quarter.
And Hillman picks up her second foul as she kind of was riding on Raina up the floor and finally gets the call along the sideline.
Four team fouls on Alleman. Streaks yet to commit a foul. This is Shaley down on the left block. Turns up off the glass and got it. Nice feed from Kaylin Boyson. Shaley muscles it up and in. She's got five. Make it 11-7 Streaks. 1:05 to play first quarter.
Kaylin actually left that pass a little short, but nice shot by Shaley to be patient, go get the ball, and then go into her move.
Hillman drives to the left baseline, and then it's going to go back to Alleman. The official on the baseline didn't see what happened, and the official out near midcourt made the call, said it went off the Streaks last.
Yeah, it's tough to tell because it was at the far end of the court from us. It looked like it might have been knocked away, but that is indeed what the call was.
Madeline Wendell back in for Alleman. It'll be Wyatt to inbound, and it comes to Wendell out high left side. Now it goes toward the left wing, picks up, gives to Prince, top of the key, high post right side. It goes to Noe. Noe dribbles left to the high post. Now left wing goes to DeWitt. She'll fire the long three. In and out, no good. Shaley with a rebound. Outlet to Raina Gulley. Raina down court to Lexi. Right wing, they close out on her. Now it's Raina. Top of the key, it's Shaley. She thought about the three. Now left wing, it goes to Casey Williams. Casey dribbles right, gives to Sabrina at the free throw line. She'll dribble and hand off to Raina Gulley with 30 seconds to play.
Well, Coach Massey not happy with the offense that's being run, and Coach Hatch not happy that Shaley was in the lane for a long time.
Reyna, top of the key, dribbles right down the right side lane. Shaley up and off of the glass and in. I thought it was going to be an air ball at first, but she just laid the pass off for Shaley, who laid it up and in, make it 13-7 streaks, 10 seconds to play.
That's exactly right. Reyna went up as if she was going to do a finger roll and just kind of left it out, kind of what you'd see in the NBA on a oop.
Three-pointer left wing is no good for Wendell. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams at the buzzer. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 13, the Alabama Pioneers 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Rock Island Rocks will roll into town tomorrow night for a battle of ranked teams in boys high school basketball. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast as Galesburg plays Rocky tomorrow at 7:06 here on WGIL.
We've played one quarter of basketball at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alamon Pioneers 13-7. Pretty clean first quarter. Four fouls called on Alamon, none on the Streaks. Only two free throws attempted, those by Shaley Florain. Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Casey Williams on the left wing. Dribbles to the high post, picks up, looks for help, and gives to Lexi Daniels out left of the center circle. Now Reyna right of the center circle, also Sabrina Clay in for the Streaks. This is Shaley on high left side, gives to Casey on the left wing. Now Reyna, top of the key, to Shaley down the left block, spins in the paint, hook shot up, it's short. And Guzzo may have gotten a piece of that one as Wendell comes down with it. Wendell down the right side, gives to Prince on the right wing. Prince against Lexi Daniels, gives down to the low block right side to Ethington. Now it's back to Guzzo, fires the 10-footer, it's no good. Casey Williams with a rebound for the Streaks. Reyna Gully now across midcourt left side. Just underway second quarter, Streaks lead 13-7. Reyna with it, left wing to Sabrina Clay, top of the key, it's Shaley, looking for some help now. Now hands off to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Back to Reyna between the circles. Reyna dribbles right, goes to the wing, picks up and gives to Shaley at the high post right side, and she gives to Sabrina down on the right block, turns, lays it up and in.
Coach Hatch not happy with something. I don't know if it was a three-second call, but he put his arms up in disgust to the official.
Great pass and recognition from Shaley. Faked the shot and found Sabrina wide open down on the right block. Make it 15-7. First basket for Sabrina. Anderson in the lane. Kicks out left wing to Prince. Down a little block. Tried to get to Guzzo and threw it about at her knees, maybe a little lower. Guzzo couldn't hang on. Streaks will bring it the length of the court on the Alamon turnover.
Well, so far, Alamon really having a problem on the offensive end. We haven't seen them be able to get into anything fluid more than one possession at a time.
Great press break by the Streaks on the pass. Now it's Sabrina down the right block. Spins, lays it up. No. Guzzo with a good job defensively. Sabrina's going to get called with a bump going after the rebound. That'll be the first foul on the Streaks in the basketball game. Streaks, nice job on the pass on that fast break. Four quick passes and had the break. I thought maybe Lexi would take the three. She was open in the corner on the pass from Sabrina. Decided to give it up and went back out high to Reyna, down to Sabrina. And Guzzo did a nice job defensively on Sabrina on that initial shot.
Yeah, and you know, I think the big thing going forward is the Streaks have got to keep looking inside because that's been open for them. And, we've seen a couple times Shaley's done a nice job sealing.
Prince with a three-pointer out high, way off the mark. Rebound to Kaylin Boyson, who's in. Also Sammy Thompson. Now it's Reyna Gully with it on the left side. Reyna on the dribble, hands off to Kaylin Boyson out high left side. Now between the circles to Reyna. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Sabrina down the right side of the lane. Leans in, no call, and yep.
Jump ball.
Yep. And I thought maybe Anderson got a piece of her, but they're going to say either her or Guzzo got their hand on the ball as Reyna went up. And it goes back to the Pioneers. 6 minutes to play in the first half, 15-7 Streaks. This is Izzy Anderson on the dribble, working against Reyna Gully out between the circles. And Reyna nearly picks her pocket. Anderson able to get it back. Now drives down the right side, lays up, blocked from behind by Sabrina. And unfortunately, I don't know, I think they might call Sammy. I'm not sure.
No, I think...
Is it going to go Sabrina?
I think Joe pointed at Sabrina.
Yep. So Sabrina picks up two quick fouls, and Shaley's up off the bench. She's going to replace Sabrina. It was unfortunate. Reyna nearly had Anderson's pocket picked and just couldn't quite come up with it, and that did open things up for Anderson, who missed the first free throw.
Well, I actually thought it was a nice block by Sabrina. I thought if anybody had arm, it was probably Sammy, because she was kind of in front, and... Sabrina had come from behind and looked like got all ball.
Yeah, and I thought maybe they were going to call Sammy with the body because the way she kind of leaned into it as Anderson hits the second free throw. She's got three, make it 15-8 streaks. Casey Williams, right wing, out high right side. It's Raina Gully with it. She'll bring it out between the circles, working against Prince. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaley. Shaley on the roll now. Raina picks up and gets to Sammy, top of the key. Now pass over the top to Shaley, overthrew her, and the streaks turn it over. That's one you're going to be hard-pressed to get that through there unless you throw it real high where, because I think Guzzo actually got a hand and tipped it, so there was no way Shaley could get a handle on it.
Yeah, and, you know, the streaks have got to get a hold of things right now because, you know, you don't want to get into this giving Allman some momentum. It's a nice shot by Casey to get the steal. She goes to the floor, tied up, and the streaks will get possession.
Yeah, good hustle. Ball got tapped away. I think Casey actually tapped it on the pass and then went to the floor after it got tied up, and the ball goes back to the streaks. And the Pioneers continue with the full court pressure. Hasn't really bothered the streaks yet, maybe once early. Now Sammy on the dribble with it. Gets it across easily left side. Picks up and gives to Kaylin Boydston in the left corner. Long cross-court pass to Casey Williams, right baseline for three. Good! Casey with her second basket. She's got five. Make it 18-8 streaks.
Who lost that over to her?
That was Kaylin Boydston. Now wow. Anderson down the right side lane. Gets it up. Nice defense. Both Shaley and Raina were there. And the inbound pass is stolen away now. Shot is up and good on the right side by Madeline Wendell. So two quick baskets. Anderson down the right side laid it up and in. Now the steal by Anderson. And Wendell lays it up and in. And Coach Massey calls a quick 30-second timeout with 4:53 to play in the first half. And the streaks with an 18-12 lead. And that's just what you were saying. You don't want things like that to happen. It can be a really quick turnaround the way Alleman plays.
Differing scoring throughout the conference right now. After one quarter of play, Rocky 20, Quincy 6. So a tough one yet again for Quincy is they're looking like they're going to go winless throughout the conference. And then up at UT, I think they're playing at UT or are they playing?
They're at Moline.
Moline,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, UT is up 4-2 with 3:35 left to go in the first.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Moline is up 4-2 with 3:35 to go in the first. So a real real slow one up in Moline and Warden.
Streaks with the basketball. They'll bring it the length of the court. Sammy Thompson to inbound. Sabrina Clay back in, Raina Gully, Kaylin Boydston, and Casey Williams for the streaks. This is Raina in the backcourt, gets it across left of the center circle. Out high left side to Sammy. Now left baseline, Kaylin swings it over to Casey on the right baseline. She penetrates, puts it up, kind of lost a handle on the way up, may have gotten knocked away. Sammy comes up with it for the streaks. Now to Raina in the center circle. Out high right side, it's Sabrina Clay. Sabrina looks over the defense, gets to Raina between the circles, dribbles right, gets a pick from Sabrina, down the right side, leans in up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down, and Sammy's going to pick up the foul as Guzzo had the inside position. Sammy went up over her back. That's going to be her first foul. Three team fouls now on the streaks.
Yeah, and Raina's a little frustrated. She felt like she's been getting some contact inside when she's gone in there, and nothing's been called. She's going to go to the bench now for a quick break. Coach Massey just, you know, telling her she's got to keep going at it.
You know, the thing I like there, because Anderson's doing a good job defensively, but you could say she's fouling her when she's handling the ball. She's really all over. I honestly, Raina's doing a great job of handling that pressure, and I think it's good for her because we're going to see way more of that during the season. The Rock Island team, as Anderson drives in the right side, makes a nice move, splits the streak defenders, lays it up and in, and it's 20-12 streaks, 4:01 to play
it's
here in the
first half.
It's actually
18-14. I'm sorry, 18-14. Gave that to the wrong team.
I was going to say, wait a minute, it was closer than that. 18-14 streaks, under 4 minutes to play. Sammy, top of the key, left wing. It's Casey. She'll dribble right, picks up, and gets to Lexi on the left wing. Back to Casey. Now Sabrina, top of the key, hands off to Kaylin Boydston. She'll bring it out near the center circle. Kaylin on the dribble, right wing. It is Lexi. Now it's Casey on high right side. Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Now it's Kaylin between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Lexi. Now it's Sammy, top of the key. Left baseline or left wing. Now it's Kaylin Boydston out left of the center circle. Gives to Casey Williams. And Coach Massey not happy with what he's seeing offensively. And really there's just no movement from that streaks offense. The coach calls a 30-second timeout.
Well, you know, one of the things that's tough is in these games is, as we've talked about before, Coach Hatch pretty much knows what Coach Massey's going to run. And it's not like the streaks have a very intricate offense to begin with, but he pretty much tells the team, okay, this is what they're going to try to do to you. They're going to pick and roll. They're going to give and go. They're going to try to run the picket fence up top. Just sag underneath. Make them come to you. And that's exactly what they've been doing. And, you know, in years past when the streaks have had the prolific three-point shooting teams, they've shot their teams out of being able to sag low. And this team, you know, outside of Lexi and Casey, nobody else has really lit it up from the outside.
And you'd really like to see Casey get off with a few threes because they are very, very conscious of Lexi Daniels. She hasn't gotten a chance to get an open look as of yet. And we've got a foul. They finally call Izzy Anderson, tried to fight through the pick, and ran into Sabrina, I believe, and picks up the foul.
Yeah, and she, I think, had a hold of Kaylin's arm, too. She was trying to stay with Kaylin through the screen and just kind of caused all kinds of contact. There's Raina back in for Kaylin now.
3:16 to play first half. Streaks lead 18-14. Casey Williams inbound into Raina, right of the center circle. Raina Gully will set the offense. Shaylee Florine, top of the key, left wing. It's Casey Williams. Dribbles right. Goes to the free throw line. Now penetrates right side. Gets around the defender. Scoops it up. Can't hit. Shaylee with a rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit. But she's fouled by Anna Noe. And that'll be her first foul. Shaylee goes back to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hit one of two last time she was at the line. In fact, she shot the only two free throws for the Streaks. And it was the only two of the game till Anderson shot moments ago. Shaylee hits the first, making 19-14 Streaks. 3:05 to play first half.
It's been a while since the Streaks had scored last, so it's about time they got back on the board.
Second shot up and perfect for Shaylee. She's got 9 in the game, make it 20-14 Streaks. Izzy Anderson on the dribble across midcourt, picks up, gives high post to Noe. Noe turns at the free throw line, kicks it out to Wendell on the right wing. Now she'll stop at the top of the key, fire the three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Noe comes down with it. She can't hit the 10-footer. Rebound now to Shaylee Florine for the Streaks. Outlet to Lexi. Lexi gives to Raina. She'll bring it across midcourt in the center circle.
Wendell is convinced that she can shoot three-pointers, obviously.
Yeah,
she's 0 for 3 and hasn't really been close. She only took one in the first matchup and she missed it.
I'm wondering if Coach Hatch is convinced she's a three-point shooter. We know Prince can hit them, although her first one was kind of ugly. Now Shaylee stopped at the free throw line. Her 15-footer bounces high and falls through.
It was actually her second one. She hit her first one to open the game.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So Shaylee Florine now with 11, make it 22-14, 2:15 to play first half. Right side, this is Wendell. Pass knocked away by Casey Williams. Wyatt runs it down on the left wing. Now this is DeWitt with it. Top of the key working against Lexi Daniels to Wyatt. High post left side. She'll dribble right down the right side lane. Shot blocked by Sabrina Clay. Flat-footed on that one. Wyatt just went right up into her hand. Goes out of bounds. And Alama will get it back with just under 2 minutes to play as Sammy Thompson will give Sabrina Clay a breather. It'll be Caitlin DeWitt to inbound on the right baseline for Alama. DeWitt looking for help. And Casey Williams knocks it out of bounds. Nice job by Casey. Wendell saying to DeWitt, why did you throw that pass? She was right in front of me. Well, she didn't really have anywhere else to go with it. Streaks did a nice job again, defense off the ball. Now they're going to run a stack play along the right side of the lane. And Anderson will inbound this time. Gets it down on the right block to Noe. And Shaylee does a nice job kind of pushing her out of the lane there without really fouling. And she kicks it out to DeWitt, top of the key, left wing. It is Wendell. Now high post, it goes to Noe. Hands off to Anderson down the right side of the lane. Shot partially blocked from behind by Raina Gully, but Anderson's still able to get it up and in off the glass. And make it 22-16 Streaks, 9 points for Izzy Anderson. Now it's Shaylee down the left side of the lane. Yep, got called for the charge. Noe got there.
She was set for a little bit before she got there. And again, it's tough when you don't have that semicircle that they have in college and the pros, because you would have thought that maybe that one would have been clearly squarely in it.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate thing, because she was planted, but she was pretty much under the basket.
In case you were concerned about the barn burner up at Wharton, it's tied at 6 after one quarter of play.
1:33 to play. Streaks lead here, 22-16. On the dribble, it's Wendell against Raina Gully. Now it's Prince, top of the key. Travel with it,
call. Yeah, she did. She's moved the pivot foot twice.
Yeah. She had the right foot established and kind of picked it up and moved it twice. Now high post, it goes to Noe. She puts it on the floor, dribbles left, and gives to Wendell. Wendell stops, pulls back, fires an 18-footer, bounces off short, rebound tipped up by Wyatt. And,
what were they doing? Nobody grabbed it.
Yeah.
Lexi and Shaylee were right there with nobody around them, and Shaylee let it go, and then Lexi just dribbled it on the end line as if she thought it was out of bounds or something.
Yeah, I don't know, because, rather than actually grabbing the ball, she kind of dribbled it out of bounds. It would have been off Alleman had she not touched it, but now a foul on Sammy on the inbound going after the steal, ran into Noe, and that'll be the second foul on Sammy Thompson. 5 team fouls now on the Streaks.
Wow. That was one of the flightiest looking plays we've seen all season long. I mean, the only people there were Streak players, and nobody went and grabbed the ball. And Coach Massey not happy, saying somebody's got to go take the ball.
The official discussing something at the scorer's table. I'm not sure what. Now we're going to start play. It'll be Wendell inbounding from the left baseline. It comes to Guzzo, drives in, ball knocked away by Lexi, but she's going to get called for foul. Got a piece of the arm. She kind of ripped it away, but was on top of the arm. I actually didn't think they were going to call it initially.
Yeah, you know, it kind of morphed into a foul because basically Lexi got her hand on the ball initially, but when Guzzo went to try to rip it away, Lexi's hand slid down onto the arm of Guzzo, so that's where the foul came from.
DeWitt inbounds left baseline. Wendell fires a three. That one's in and out, no good, and the rebound's going to go off of Shaley, and the Pioneers will get it back. Well, she's been close on a couple of those threes. They've gone in and out. She's going to keep trying until she gets one.
She's still 0 for 4.
1:02 to play first half. Streaks lead 22-16. This will be Wendell to inbound from the left baseline. Looking for help, still looking, finally gets it in. Nope, stolen away by Sammy Thompson. Sammy on the run, bounces for Lexi, right side down the lane, lays it up and good.
Great.
What a nice bounce, yeah. That was a really nice pass from Sammy Thompson to Lexi Daniels. Just laid it out there perfectly. Nice soft bounce pass. Lexi grabs it, puts it up and in. 24-16 streaks, 45 seconds to play in the half.
And one of the toughest things to do, she was able to lead her with a bounce pass through traffic.
Down the right side of the lane, this is Guzzo, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, missed that, gets it again, and Shaley with a block, and they call a jump ball. Well, the ball's going to go back to Alleman with 34 seconds to play, as checking back in is Anderson, also checking in is Molly Ethington. I believe they've used all their players because Molly Chambers was in. I think everybody but, Verstraeten and Hurd haven't gotten in, or Wales, maybe three of them haven't played. This is Anderson, drives in, kicks out, and it's stolen away by Casey Williams. Stole Anderson's pass down the right side, stops, lays it up off the glass, too strong. Reynas guys for the rebound. She puts it up, gets bumped, no call. Rebound comes down to Prince. And now we're going to have a touch foul that time on Lexi. The only thing I didn't like about that was that Reyna got a hard bump on her shot, and then that was kind of a touch foul on Lexi, and that's going to be her second foul. And that's going to put Alleman in the bonus with 18.9 to play in the half, so Kennedy Prince will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one in bonus. 24-16 streaks, 18.9 to play in the first half. Kennedy Prince, 5'7 junior at the free throw line. High arcer is up, no good. Shaley's guys for the rebound. Outlet to Reyna. She'll walk it across with 15 seconds to play. Now with 13, right wing to Lexi with 12. Now with 10. It's Sammy top of the key with 8. Now it's Casey Williams, drives right with 6. Spins into the paint. Tried to get to Shaley, and we're going to have another tie-up. Nope, the ball goes to 4, and they're not even going to. Well, now they blow the whistle as time's running out. Thought we were going to have a tie-up like 3 different times, but the half comes to an end. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, it hasn't, at least the second quarter wasn't a pretty one, but the Streaks still in the lead at the half. It is Galesburg 24, Alleman 16. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard. We will also run down our halftime stats, talk about the upcoming schedule and more. At the half, it's Galesburg 24, Alleman 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
WGIL. GIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back to John Thiel Gym. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers by a score of 24-16. The Streaks outscored Alleman 13-7 in the first quarter, 11-9 in that second quarter, and hold on to the 24-16 lead. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The Galesburg sophomores were a winner here tonight, 63-45. Was the final score. A couple of other Western Big Six games going on. Not too much scoring thus far at Wharton Fieldhouse, but an important game between United Township and Moline. We figure Rock Island is not going to have much trouble with the Quincy Blue Devils tonight.
No, they're currently up 31-13 last report in the second quarter, so that should be an easy win for them. They should cruise to 6-0 in the conference. And the last report we've got from Wharton was 6-6 after one between UT and the Maroons.
The upcoming schedule tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys will play host to the Rock Island Rocks, the third-ranked team in Class 3A in the Streaks, the eighth-ranked team in Class 4A in the Rocks. It's alumni night here tomorrow night at Galesburg High School, hoping for a great crowd for that one. Then the Martin Luther King tournament will tip off on Saturday morning. The Galesburg High girls will get things underway with a 9 o'clock game. We'll take the air at 8:40 on Saturday morning as the Streaks take on Peoria High. That'll be followed by the GHS boys. They're scheduled to start at noon, 11:40 pregame against Manuka. The girls will turn around and play at 3 o'clock, 2:40 pregame. It's the Streaks against Normal U High. And the boys scheduled for 8 o'clock Saturday night against Gurney Warren. That's Ryan Weber's team that'll come down from the suburbs. Then Sunday, the Illini will host Indiana at the State Farm Center. That'll be 11 o'clock pregame, noon for the tip-off. Coming up Monday, the GHS boys take on Maine South at 11 o'clock, 10:40 pregame. The girls play Quincy Notre Dame at 2 o'clock, 1:40 pregame. Then the boys will turn around and play Rockford East on Monday night, and that'll be a 6:30 tip, 6:06 for the pregame. We are at halftime. It is the Streaks 24, the Alleman Pioneers 16. We'll come back and check our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Keep you warm this winter with a handcrafted white chocolate delight from McCafe. Sip the new white chocolate latte, dip into the whipped cream of a white chocolate mocha, or curl up with the new white hot chocolate. You'll be loving this winter with McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Partly cloudy with a low of 17 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Saturday, sunshine with a high around 40. Saturday night, cloudy, a low of 28. And Sunday, partly cloudy throughout the day with a high of 35. Overnight low dropping down around 18. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 24 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at participating sponsors. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 24-16. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here on WGIL, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks led in scoring by Shaylee Florines, 11 points. Four baskets and three for four from the free throw line. 5 points from Casey Williams on a two and a three. 2 points apiece for Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, Kaylin Boyson, Sammy Thompson, all with a basket. The Streaks three for four from the line. Those all Shaylee. 1 3-pointer from Casey Williams. The Pioneers, 9 points from Izzy Anderson on four baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Kennedy Prince on a three. 2 points apiece for Madeline Wendell and Mallory Hillman. one for three from the line. Those all, one for two for Izzy Anderson, and the Kennedy Prince missed the front end of a one and one with just a few seconds left in the half. 1 3-pointer that from Kennedy Prince in the first quarter. In fact, the first basket of the game for Alleman.
Well, turnover battle pretty even. In fact, it's extremely even. It's 8-8 right now. Streaks have done had a good first quarter, only turned the ball over three times. 5 turnovers there in the second quarter, so something they're going to want to tighten up. Streaks have a slight rebounding edge at 17-15. Alleman with the 7-6 rebounding edge on the offensive boards. Alleman 7 of 13, including, as Tom told you, 1 3-pointer out of 6 attempts. Streaks, on the other hand, 10 of 24, including 1 of 2 from downtown. Individual stats of note, Shaley's leading the team with 5 rebounds right now. She also has an assist. Casey Williams has 3 steals, 4 rebounds, and an assist. And 2 assists apiece for Raina and Kaylin Boydston. Streaks are doing all right right now. You've got an 8-point lead. It doesn't feel by any means like the Streaks are in control, so they've got to make sure they keep playing the same kind of basketball. But at the same time, Allman's kind of been totally taken out of their offensive sets at this point, and we haven't seen any fluidity on necessarily either team side, but the Streaks have definitely shown a little bit more life offensively.
It'll be interesting to see if Jay Hatch comes out and continues to run that full court pressure, because it really hasn't bothered the Streaks, but he's done a lot of subbing. I don't know if he's hoping to wear the Streaks out, not unlike what happened with Rock. I don't know, but I mean, it was much more pressure from the Rocks, and the Streaks had a little bit more trouble with that press.
Yeah, you know, I almost think that on that other side, although the Streaks haven't really had problems with it, they really haven't taken advantage of it either. We've only seen out of a true full court press break, I think we've only seen maybe one layup. Otherwise, yeah. Alleman pretty much is giving that initial pressure. What they're doing is they're setting up in a diamond and one. So what they're doing is they're trying to take that first trap. If they don't get that first trap to hold, then they just sprint back and get into the lane. And they've, like I've said before, they've kind of muddied the waters in the lane. So we'll see what happens here. Wharton, the scoring has picked up. At halftime, it is now 20-20. As both teams hit 14 apiece there in the second quarter after only hitting 6 apiece in the first quarter.
One of the other big games in the area tonight, Monmouth-Roseville taking on Anawan at what should be a good game. Anawan, of course, the record's not great, like 8-5, but they played in that Geneseo Thanksgiving tournament with Marshall, Rock Island, and the Maple Leafs. So that should be a really good game that's going on between the Titans and Anawan, the Braves. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. They come out with Raina Gully, Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, and Lexi Daniels. This is Shaylee, top of the key, left wing to Casey Williams. Casey dribbles left baseline, pulls up with a shot. No good. And
we're going to get a foul on the floor. They're going to say before the shot.
To Prince, I think Kennedy Prince.
The other score of note in the conference is Rocky up 38-15 at half over Quincy. A nice toss in to Shaylee, and she leaves it short, and ball comes off, and Kennedy Prince comes up with the rebound.
That was the first foul on Kennedy Prince. She's got it, top of the key, right wing to Anderson. Nearly stolen by Raina Gully. Nice dish underneath to Ethington. Can't hit the shot, but a foul called on Shaylee.
It's Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina. Wow, that's 3
it's
on Sabrina. I didn't know that she was close to that play. Okay, well, Sabrina just picked up her third foul. And going to the free throw line is Molly Ethington. Left-handed shot is up off the back iron, too strong. That's her first attempt of the night. She's got 2 shots at it. 7:36 to play here in the third. Streaks lead 24-16. Second shot from the left-hander is up. That one is good. First point of the night for Molly Ethington. They are going to pick up with the full-court pressure. Then it comes to Casey, right back to Shaylee. Now back to actually goes to Sabrina. She'll get it across midcourt left side on the dribble. Picks up on the left wing. Gives to Raina between the circles. Out high right side, it's Lexi Daniels. Between the circles to Shaylee, she'll give to Raina. Raina dribbles right down the right side lane. Kicks out to Lexi on the right wing. She'll penetrate and give to Shaylee at the top of the key. Shaylee holds on and now gives to Raina between the circles. She'll reset. Now back to Shaylee on high left side. Now to Raina out high right side. Dribbles right to the wing. Picks up and gives to Lexi, top of the key. Now back to Raina. She'll reset again. Sabrina out high left side. Raina between the circles. Right wing it goes to Shaylee outside the three-point arc. Now to Sabrina, top of the key, out high left side to Raina. Nice backdoor pass to Shaylee. Puts it up. Almost got it to fall. Got hammered by Guzzo. Shot didn't fall, but going to the free throw line will be Shaylee Florine. That is the second foul on Daria Guzzo.
Yeah, that ball just kind of floated way up in the air, and it looked like it might fall in because she got a lot of the arm of Shaylee Florine, but unfortunately not. But Shaylee still gets a shot at two free throws as she hits the first.
12 points for Shaylee in the game, 25-17 streak, 6:57 to play third quarter. And this is one of those cases, not unlike UT, you don't want this team to hang around and be too close to you and have some momentum going into the fourth quarter as Shaylee missed the second.
Yeah, we saw the streaks offense really shut down up at UT and now travel on it. Isabel Anderson, it looked like for a second there she might get away with it. But
yeah, that jump stop that we see a lot. And nice job defensively, not only by Reyna, but Sabrina stepped in and helped on that. That made Anderson pick up the dribble. This is Reyna across midcourt right side, breaks the press. Now right baseline. Lexi fires a three off the back iron, too strong. Rebound comes out long to Guzzo. That's the first open look Lexi's gotten tonight. Now Anderson down the right side, scooped it up off the glass, leaves it short, and Reyna got knocked out of bounds on the rebound, no call, and they're going to give the ball to Alleman. Well, she went up for that rebound. I think it was Ethington that banged her from the behind. She went flying out of bounds and lost control of the ball, and it goes back to the Pioneers. 6:31 to play third quarter, 25-17 streaks. Anderson inbound from the right baseline, and it comes right wing to Prince. Prince dribbles to the high post right side, back to Anderson on the right wing now. Anderson gives on the block to Ethington, back out to Anderson, stolen away by Reyna. Reyna Gully with it, one-on-two break down the right side, goes behind the defender, lays it up and in. She got Wendell to run right past her, slowed up, went behind her, laid it up and in. First basket of the night for Reyna Gully, 27-17 streaks, equaling their biggest lead of the ball game.
Yeah, that might be a Dave's All-By Crunch Time play of the game right there, as she did a nice job of, even though she's been struggling, she's still playing defensively hard, and she finally was able to get to play off.
Guzzo drove from the free throw line down the right side, laid it up and in, and I don't know what happened on that. Reyna put the pass out there, and Sabrina didn't even make an attempt at it. I look from this angle like she maybe could have gotten to it. I don't know.
Guzzo 0-for-6 from the field before that last basket, so she's been pretty ice cold, too. Her and Wendell pretty cold from the field so far.
Sammy Thompson in for the streaks, as is Kaylin Boyson, as Casey Williams and Sabrina Clay get a break. This is Ethington, high post left side, right wing to Anderson. 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 27-19 lead. Kennedy Prince with it, dribbles, stops on the wing, fires the three on the right side, no good. Rebound to Kaylin Boydston. Nice job, Kaylin, avoiding some traffic there as Guzzo was reaching in on her. Kaylin brings it across midcourt.
Ooh.
Yeah, it looked like she caught the ball on her hip.
She caught it on her hip. That looked like a double dribble right there.
Now Reyna drives from the left wing, in, up off the glass, can't hit, but she's fouled. And I think they're going to call Anderson from the reach as Reyna went up. Nope. They call it on Wendell. Well, that's first foul on Madeline Wendell. And now Jay Hatch calls a 30-second timeout as Reyna Gully will be going to the free throw line. Yeah, that play by Reyna, possible Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, kind of at times a momentum changer on a play like that. So Jay Hatch calls timeout, 5:15 to play in the third. Streaks lead 27-19. And again, it's a case, Eric, you don't want to just let this team get comfortable and hang around and start cutting into the lead like they did in the second quarter.
Right. And you know, like I think that example of the UT game is a good example when we're talking about kind of these games that are slugging along. And then all you need is, as what happened at UT, you go cold for a quarter and all of a sudden you've lost.
So Reyna Gully goes to the free throw line with two shots. It'll be her first attempt of the night, and she nails the first. She's got 3 points now, all here in the third quarter, 28-19, 5:15 to play. Both teams looking to keep pace with Rock Island. Second free throw, no good. Wendell down with a rebound for Alleman. She'll bring it up herself, is met by Kaylin Boyson in midcourt. Gives to Anderson on the right wing. Down the right block, knocked away from behind by Sammy Thompson. Tried to get it to Ethington. Kaylin Boyson comes up with it. Kaylin on the dribble, midcourt, now dribbles left, picks up and gives to Reyna, top of the key. She'll dribble right, gets a pick from Sabrina, right baseline, it goes to Casey. Brings out to the wing, now penetrates the left side.
Yeah, she didn't travel. Yeah.
Tried to get as she went up for the shot, I think she actually caught the ball maybe on the hip of Kennedy Prince going up and ended up traveling with it.
I think you're right on with that. I think that's exactly what happened. She just kind of got it caught and didn't know what to do and just her foot trailed.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what you could do when that happens. I know where she could go.
Oh, there she
is. Madeline Wendell fired the three from out high on the right side and put it in. She's got five first threes. She's hitting the ball game, 28-22 now streaks. 3-on-2 break for Galesburg. Sabrina Clay, left side, drives in, kicks back to Reyna, drives down the left side, puts it up. Contact, no call, tipped it up, no good. Rebound, Sabrina chasing after it. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go back to the streaks as Prince fell out of bounds with it.
Boy, that was an odd sequence right there. Yeah.
Reyna's gotten fouled every time she's gone to the basket tonight and only gotten the one call when she just went to the free throw line a little bit ago.
Well, and the other thing is Sabrina kicked that ball back to Reyna without drawing the defense. She's got to go to the rim, and if the defender comes with her, then you can lay it off to Reyna. But basically she negated the whole advantage they had on the 3-on-2.
Nice spin move by Reyna down the paint, and now...
Now we're going to get a foul, and it's going to be a block foul on Ethington.
Well, the officials looked at each other. I think you can't be... thinking about that being a charge. Maybe they're just trying to decide which of the green jerseys to call it on. So it goes against Ethington, her second foul. Reyna goes back to the free throw line with 4:12 to play here in the third quarter. She just made one of two, makes the first attempt this time as Lexi Daniels and Shaylee Florine check back in. They'll replace Sammy Thompson and Kaylin Boyson, three new players in for the Pioneers. Molly Chambers checks in, as does Mallory Hillman. And I believe Anna Noe, the other one. Second shot for Reyna, up and good. She's got five, make it 30-22 streaks. 4:05 to play here in the third quarter. This is Chambers with it. High post, it goes to Noe on the left side. Standing at the free throw line now, facing up against Shaylee Florine. Now right wing to Prince. Noe tries to set a pick. Prince fires a three. That's off the back iron. Rebound, three streaks there, and Shaylee Florine comes down with it. Now Reyna across midcourt right side. Who saw the opening but stopped and pulled it out. Now it's Sabrina Clay out high right side to Shaylee. Top of the key, it's Reyna. Right wing, wide open three for Lexi Daniels. Good! Nothing but net for Lexi on that one. She's got five. We'd like to see her get it opened up now. That makes it 33-22. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Streaks. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Noe at the high post again, turns and faces up. She does the same thing every time. She gets it, now puts it on the floor, cut off by Lexi. Now hands off to Hillman, drives right side. Now this is Prince out high on the right side. Prince with it against Casey Williams, gets on the block to Chambers. Now it's Prince, drives in and traveled with the basketball, tried to get around the tall timbers, both Sabrina Clay and Shaylee Florine there with the hands up, and Prince kind of tried to get around them, and now a full timeout called by Jay Hatch. We'll take a timeout as well. 3:10 to play third quarter. It's Galesburg 33, Holloman 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Red, blue, red, blue, red,
blue,
red,
blue!
Boys, you're doing it all wrong, boys. You should think compromise.
Compromise?
Get your red and your blue mixing together. You got yourself a purple WGIL button.
Wear a button, win some cash.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at the Galesburg Nissan Service Department and at Accounting Systems Incorporated in Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
3:10 to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 33-22. Jay Hatch, Alleman head coach, calls a timeout, not wanting to let this get out of hand, especially now you've seen Lexi hit her first three of the ball game, and he doesn't want to see her get uncorked, although that's what we do want to see. But it was a defensive breakdown that time by Alleman.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is the Streaks have done a good job of being consistent with their offense, and Reyna loses the ball behind her back, and that's going to go back now to Alleman.
Yeah, tie up by Sammy. Reyna went to do the behind-the-back dribble, and I think Chambers just, I don't know that it was a good defensive play. She just happened to be there, I think.
Yeah, she was just moving in at the same time that the ball was being swung around her back.
And this will be Chambers to inbound. It's tipped and stolen now by Reyna. Reyna switches to the left side, down the left side of the lane, lays it high, can't hit. Shaylee goes high for the rebound, leans in, puts it up, and got it.
Great job by Shaylee, running the floor and staying with the play.
She's got 14, make it 35-22 streaks, trying to pull away. Prince on the right wing with it. Out between the circles, it goes to, Hillman. Now it's Anderson with the top of the key, Hillman on the left wing. Top of the key, it goes to Prince. High post, it goes to Chambers. Chambers turns and faces up, knocked away by Sammy, but Hillman comes up with it. Now it's knocked away by Reyna, and Reyna comes up with it. Down the right side, got one player to beat, lays it up, and good. Great job with the hands defensively by the Streaks. Quickly back the other way, Izzy Anderson down the right side lane, traveled again, and I think we're going to get a foul instead. She took an extra long step there, trying to get around two defenders, and
going to get this
foul one against Shaylee. That's her second. So she's got two, Sabrina's got three, Lexi Daniels with three, Sammy with two. So Izzy Anderson will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 9 points, hasn't scored in the second half until she hits that one, make it 10. 37-23 streaks as Kaylin Boyson comes in and she'll replace Raina Gully to give her a break. Back in for Alleman is Caitlin DeWitt. Also, Daria Guzzo checks in. Second shot for Anderson is up and good, and she'll be replaced by Madeline Wendell. So now the Pioneers are going to drop back and pick up in midcourt. He's telling him to pick up. He's like, what are you doing? You're supposed to have picked him up.
That stops the 9-0 run by the streak, so the Pioneers back on the board here.
Shaley out high right side. Kaylin Boyston between the circles. Right wing, Lexi Daniels. Ball get knocked away, and it's going to go off of DeWitt last as it kind of got tapped around by both players, and it finally went off DeWitt. So the streaks will get it on the near sideline. Casey Williams will inbound. 2:02 to play in the third. Streaks lead 37-24. Kaylin Boyston right of the center circle. Dribbles left, bounces for Shaley, top of the key. Left wing, it is Casey. She'll dribble right. Gives to Lexi on the left baseline, down the left block. It's Shaley, turns, lays it up and in. Nice ball movement by the streaks. She's got 16, make it 39-24, Galesburg. Chambers out between the circles. High post right side, it goes to Guzzo. She'll dribble left, picks up, and gives to Wendell on the left wing. She'll go to the top of the key and gives on the right wing to DeWitt. Now between the circles, this is Hillman. Bounces for Guzzo, high post left side, down the left side of the lane. Nice shot blocked by Shaley, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off the streaks last. And a great job by Shaley as Guzzo trying to get the ball back. Shaley able to knock it away.
Yeah, great job by Shaley. She just stayed straight up. She let Guzzo just shoot the ball into her hand. She didn't actually go try to seek out the block.
This is DeWitt out high left side, left baseline to Wendell. Fake, stops and fires an 18-footer. Bounces off, no good. Weak side rebound off the hands of Sammy. It goes to the floor. Finally run down by Chambers. Now this is Wendell with it between the circles. 1:10 to play in the third. Streaks lead 39-24. Hillman out high right side, top of the key to DeWitt. High post left side at the elbow. It's Guzzo. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Shot partially blocked again by Shaley, but Guzzo able to get it up off the glass and in. Just her second basket of the ball game, both here in the third quarter. 39-26, streaks under a minute to play. In the paint to Shaley. Leans left side. Fades away a little bit. Shot short. Rebound comes down to Chambers for Alleman. 45 seconds to play. On the dribble down the right side. DeWitt shot blocked by Kaylin Boydston. What a great play by Kaylin. Both her and DeWitt went to the floor. But a great block by Kaylin. Another possible Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game right there.
Yeah, running right with DeWitt, and then she timed her jump perfectly to get the block in stride.
And kept separation with her body so she didn't foul her that way. Now streaks are going to work for one with 22 seconds to play. Kaylin Boyston right at the center circle on the dribble with 18. Now Stouts picks up, gives to Casey out high left side with 14. Back to Kaylin in the center circle with 12. Lexi Daniels right side with 10. Now it's Sammy Thompson with 9. Now Casey with 7. Dribbles right. Down the right side lane. Casey lays it up off the glass. Too strong. Shaley with the rebound up off the glass with 2. Puts it up and in. And the third quarter comes to an end. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trying to put away the Alleman Pioneers. After 3, it is Galesburg 41, Alleman 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Get your bags team together for a tournament this Saturday at the American Legion. It's Shave for the Brave, Bags and Bands. Live bands Saturday morning through early Sunday morning to raise money for Honor Flights of the Quad Cities. Get more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Wear a button, win some cash.
My name's Eric, and I'm at Galesburg High School. Also, a WGIL button spotter, and who did I find today?
Kim Woodkirk from Galesburg, Illinois. $200 in cash. Brand new $100 bills, and they couldn't have come at a better time. Go spend some money. We're going to go shopping.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Thank you very much, WGIL.
Farm show season continues this weekend in the Quad Cities. Hi, I'm Jim Lee with the WGIL Midday. Join us tomorrow as we talk with Dick Sherman about the Quad City Farm Show, which begins Sunday. It's 11:15 tomorrow here on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us. Galesburg leads the Alleman Pioneers 41-26. Streaks bring their starting five back out. Raina Gully, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, Shaley Florine, and Sabrina Clay. Shaley gets it posted up, turns, puts it up, no, but she's fouled by Guzzo. Nice feed from Lexi Daniels. Shaley faked to the right, turned back to the left, drew the contact. Guzzo picks up her third foul.
Yeah, Guzzo just leaning in a little too much. And the problem when Shaylee turns in and you're leaning on that arm is it's going to cause her to short arm it, and that's exactly what happened there.
Missed the first free throw. Shaylee with 18 points on the night. Shreeks with a 41-26 lead, trying to pull away from the Alleman Pioneers.
7 points there in the third quarter.
Second shot up and good. Make it 42-26 streak, 7:33 to play. Anderson gives high post right side to Guzzo, turns and faces up, now gives to Wendell. Wendell dribbles to the free throw line, stops and fires a 16-footer, bounces off short, rebound Raina Gully. Yep, double dribble. Raina, she caught it and bounced it as she caught it and then took off and put it on the floor. I wasn't sure if they, a lot of times the officials don't catch that, but that happened to be right in front of the official that time, and he made the call.
12th turnover of the game for the Silver Streaks, fourth of the second half.
It'll be Wendell to inbound from the right baseline for the Pioneers. Right baseline, it comes in to Anderson, fires a three, it's no good. With a rebound, Shaylee Florine to Raina, to Sabrina running the floor, lays it up and good. What a nice fast break by the Streaks. Two quick passes up and in for Sabrina, make it 44-26 Streaks, 7:08 to play.
Looks like Allman just kind of run out of gas here in the second half.
Yeah, shot blocked by Casey Williams. Prince tried to fire an 18-footer, Casey there with a block. And now it's Raina Gully. She'll walk it across in the center circle for the Streaks. Out high right side, it's Casey Williams.
Oh, what a pass to
Sabrina. Wow.
And Sabrina made that play happen with her post up because she just sealed her defender completely, put her hand out, said, Casey, throw it here. She did. She led her right to the basket.
Jay Hatch calls a full timeout. Streaks with a 20-point lead. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Galesburg 46, Alleman 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. A lot of factors go into explaining why winter is when national blood supplies are at their lowest levels. But obviously, the weather doesn't help. If you are able to be out and about, local blood drives are offered all around the area. Check our calendar now at WGIL.com to find one that's convenient for you.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks lead at 46-26. 6:47 to play in the ball game. What an incredible feed from Casey Williams to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina, nice job with the post up, and that's one of those. That is not an easy pass to make, and if you hesitate, it's not going to get there.
Yeah, Rocky up 43-24 over Quincy midway through the third quarter, so they've kind of slowed down. They were out in front of us time-wise, but now they've kind of come to a halt.
Kennedy Prince with a basketball for Alleman and nearly threw it away. Wendell able to run it down on the left wing. Wendell on the dribble, top of the key, out high right side to Anderson. Nearly knocked away by Raina Gully. Anderson gets to Guzzo. It's stolen away by Sabrina Clay and nearly got tackled by Guzzo. Sabrina passes off her back to Raina Gully. Now right wing, it's Lexi Daniels. Back to Raina. Now it's Casey Williams left wing. Fires a long three-pointer. Good! Casey Williams, a good three steps behind the three-point arc, put it up and in, 49-26 Streaks.
Yeah, the intensity the Streaks have brought in the second half has been way higher than what it was in that first half.
Wendell misses the pass. Nice backdoor pass from Guzzo to Wendell. She missed it. And again, another possible Days Auto Body Crunch Time play of the game. That great play by Sabrina defensively and making the pass from her back as Shaylee misses one down in, got the feed down on the left block, came up short with it. This is Anderson down the left side and travel with it. Nope, they're going to call a foul on either Raina or Sabrina. Who's it going to go against?
Well, if it's Sabrina, it's her fourth.
Nope, they called it on Raina with 5:36 to play and five new players in for the Pioneers as Coach Hatch didn't like what he saw from his starters. First foul on Raina Gully, 13th foul in this half on the Streaks. Michaela Hurd in. She passes inbounds and goes to Cassie Wales in for the first time. Wales drives in, gets tied up looking for help, and she traveled with it. Nice job by Lexi and Raina. They bottled up Wales, and she had nowhere to go with it and traveled.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how long Coach Massey stays with this group because it looks like Coach Hatch might be done with his starters for the night.
This is Raina Gully between the circles. Left wing, Casey Williams. Now down on the left block, it's Shaylee. Turns toward the baseline, up off the glass and in. Shaley with 21 of the ball game, 51-26 streaks. Right wing, it goes to Hurd. Now pass gets away. And this is Hillman with it, drives in left side, lays it up, no good. A rebound comes down to Shaley Florine, outlet to Reyna. Now it's Casey Williams. Left wing, back out to Reyna. She'll reset the offense for the streaks with 4:50 to play in the ballgame. Out high right side, Lexi. Right wing, Sabrina. Now it's Shaley to Reyna, out high left side.
We're going to get a foul on Sabrina. That was a similar kind of post-up she did when she got that nice-looking layup, but what she essentially is doing now is she's taking her defensive player and just trying to post them into the wall, and she pushed Chambers all the way across the lane. You can probably get a few steps, but you're not going to get all the way across the lane with that.
So Sabrina picks up her fourth foul with 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Chambers goes high post to Noe, turns, faces up. Now Hillman on the left wing, stops at the free throw line, fires a 15-footer, it's short. Shaley with another rebound. Long down court pass to Casey. She stops on the left wing with it and looks for help. Now gives to Reyna left of the center circle. Now Shaley on high left side, left wing to Casey Williams. Dribbles right, picks up, and gives to Reyna out high on the right side.
Still no movement from Coach Massey on his bench, and Coach Hatch is going even deeper on his bench.
Now nice look from Lexi to Shaley down the left side, turns with the left hand, lays it up and in. She's got 23, make it 53-26 streaks. This is Chambers now. Here comes some players off the streaks bench. This is Noe, turns and fires a 16-footer. It's no good. Sabrina down with a rebound, gets bumped from behind by, I believe, Hillman. And that'll be the 15 foul on the Pioneers.
Five new streaks here as Coach Massey is going to bring in a whole new squad. Coming in, number 20, Megan Verstrait for Holloman. Streaks are going to counter with Ross, Boydston, Meinert.
And Sage Milroy.
Yeah, Milroy and Sammy Thompson. Yep.
Kalen Boydston with it. 3:40 to play in the ball game, or 3:45. This is Madison Ross out high left side. Dribbles and gets to Sammy Thompson on the left wing. Sammy dribbles right, gets to Kalen outside the center circle. Gives back to Madison Ross. Now Sammy Thompson on the left wing. Gets a pick from Madison. Pick and roll. Madison left baseline. Lays it up short. And she's going to be called for going over the back of Cassie Wales. Nice play. Two-man game there between Sammy and Madison. Came up a little bit short on the shot. First foul on Madison Ross. 15 foul on the streaks here in the second half. It is Cassie Wales will bring it up for the Alamo Pioneers. Galesburg freshman girls, a 41-24 winner over Dunlap, as the PA announcer Bill Allison just mentioned. Galesburg sophomore girls, a 63-45 winner here tonight. And it goes to Chambers, working against Emily Meinert. Gets her away from the lane. Now Wales picks it up, looking for some help, and gives to Noe out between the circles. She'll hand off to Hurd. Now down the right side, Noe drives, lays it up, can't hit, and thought we were going to have a tie-up on the rebound, but Chambers comes down with it. Now Verstrait. Now top of the key, this is Wales. Now Verstrait out on the left wing. Down on a low block, got it to Chambers, and Emily Meinert's going to get called for a push from behind. That'll be her first foul with 2:50 to play.
Looked like our game was going to be the close game, and Rocky was going to have the only blowout of the night in the conference, but we're up by 27 now. That's exactly the advantage Rocky has right now over Quincy at 51-24.
Yeah, a little bit closer than you would think between those two teams. Now, an errant pass is going to go off the streaks. Last got tipped by a couple of players, and Madison Ross couldn't quite bring it in.
And she looked hesitant to try to grab it. She's just got to go ahead and grab it right there because it did go off one of her teammates.
And it comes to Noe. Now this is Wales on the left wing. Down to the box, knocked away by Meinert, but Chambers comes up with it, gives to Wales. Now left wing, this is Hurd. Bounces for Noe. Turns, faces up, pulls up with a 10-footer, short. Rebound comes down to Hurd, and she gets fouled. And see who got a piece over there. I think it might go against Emily Meinert. And it does, and that'll be her second quick foul. Going to the free throw line will be Michaela Hurd with two shots. Hurd line for the first time, misses the first shot with 2:26 to play. Back in for Alleman, Raven Wyatt, and also Caitlin DeWitt, as Verstrait and Chambers will go to the bench. Streaks lead 53-26, 2:26 to play in the ballgame. Second shot for Hurd is up. That's no good. Rebound run down by Sammy Thompson for the Streaks. Kalen Boydston with it, out between the circles on the dribble, picks up, gives high post left side to Emily Meinert, left wing it goes to Sammy Thompson. Now at high right side, it's Madison Ross, right wing. Kalen Boyson makes a nice quick move. Turns and gives it to Madison Ross down the right side. Drew the defender, made a nice dish. Kalen Boyson gets the assist in the basket for Madison Ross, her first of the ball game, 55-26 streaks. Wyatt drives down the left side of the lane, misses a shot. Madison Ross with a rebound. Kalen Boydston out with it. Gives to Sage Milroy. Right wing, fires an 18-footer. Good! Sage Milroy has shown she can shoot it to even further out than that from beyond the arc as well. They get 57-26 streaks. This is Wyatt. High post, it goes to Noe. Out high left side, this is DeWitt. Dribbles right to the top of the key, cut off by Madison Ross, and she threw it away. Tried to get it on the right wing to Hurd and throws away. As in for the streaks, Kalen Boydson's going to take a break, as is Sammy Thompson, and the freshman Hannah Huppenbauer checks in, as well as the freshman Megan Lingefelter.
Well, Quincy, after three quarters of play, only down by 33 to Rock Island, 60-27. Mercedes Jackson has 20 points and 9 boards in that one.
Streaks turn it over. Chambers with it, runs down, traveled, no call, missed the layup, and the rebound is going to go off Alleman and back to the streaks. 1:20 to play in the ball game. It's Galesburg 57, Alleman 26. The freshman Megan Lingefelter will set the offense for the streaks. Right at the center circle on the dribble, now goes left and picks up, looks for help, and threw it away. Geez. Madison Ross and Hannah Huppenbauer both there, and they were kind of looking at each other rather than and just watch the ball go between the two of them.
That's and out of bounds.
Yeah, that's twice we've seen one like that tonight. Well, the other one was, I think, on a rebound, though. Right wing, this is Verstraete for Alleman. Top of the key, DeWitt lost the handle, now goes out near the center circle, working against Sage Milroy. Right wing, pass inside, it goes to Chambers from Verstraete. Chambers turns around, shot blocked by Hannah Huppenbauer, but Wyatt there for the rebound and puts it up and in.
Yeah, Hannah's got to turn around with some more authority right there and go try to get that basketball.
41 seconds to play, 57-28 streaks. Hannah Huppenbauer on high right side, right wing, it's Megan Lingefelter. To Emily Miner going down the right side lane, lost a handle on it, and the streaks turn it over with 34.2 to play.
15 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks.
Galesburg will move to 18-2 on the season. More importantly, 4-2 in the Western Big Six. Solomon will drop to 3-3 in the conference. Right wing, this is Verstraete. Give and go inside, shot no good. Rebound to Emily Miner for Galesburg. It's Megan Lingefelter now with 17 seconds to play. Gives to Emily Miner between the circles. Now Hannah Huppenbauer out high right side to Megan Lingefelter. Now to Emily Miner down the right side. Drives down, lays it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Wyatt for Alleman. Wyatt on the run right side all the way down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and good. She's got two quick baskets and the horn sounds and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are victorious. Final score, Galesburg 57, Alleman 30. Streaks move to 18-2, 4-2 in the Western Big Six. The Pioneers drop to 13-6, 3-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Win number 816 in the career of Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks winning here tonight by a final of 57-30. We will come back with our post-game show. We'll name our day's out-of-body crunch time player of the game. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our final stats as well. Streaks win at 57-30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen offers another free hot meal Thursday the 22nd at Central Congregational Church in Galesburg. Doors open at 5:15, dinner served from 5:30 to 7 to anyone and everyone. Check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Partly cloudy with a low of 17 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 35. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Saturday, sunshine with a high around 40. Saturday night, cloudy, a low of 28. And Sunday, partly cloudy throughout the day with a high of 35. Overnight low dropping down around 18. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 24 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks win at 57-30 over the Alleman Pioneers here tonight. Galesburg moves to 18-2 on the season. 4-2 in the Western Big Six. Alleman drops to 13-6, 3-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. So the Galesburg Silver Streaks with the big win here tonight, and a game with, well, we thought it was going to be much closer. But, you know, that is the one thing with this Alleman team. You can't do this on this home, on their home floor, what the Streaks did to them tonight. It's almost impossible to do. It's always a close game there, whether the Streaks win or not. But, you know, that's something. It's rare that it happens here, but when you play them on their home court, it's really tough to do that. That's why it's unfortunate that they happen to get the regional this time around. Coming up, we're going to get a chance to talk with the Streaks head coach Evan Massey in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead right now and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Several nominees, and we had a couple of individual plays defensively. We talked about Raina had a couple of steals and one for a layup. We had Kaylin with a nice steal, a nice pass, and a layup as well. Sabrina with a nice steal, went to the floor after it, made the pass on her back, off of her back, that started a fast break. But where the Streaks really started to pull away in this game in that third quarter, a couple of different players did some really good things for the Streaks, both offensively and defensively. So we're between two of them right now, and we gotta make a decision. Shaylee Florine with I think she had a block during that stretch, and she scored what? How many points?
She had 7 points, a block, and 4 rebounds in the third quarter. Raina had 7 points, 3 steals, an assist, and a rebound. You're talking about a fourth quarter in which the Streaks scored 17 points, won the quarter essentially 17-10, and 14 of the points came from those two players, including, like you said, the 3 steals. Raina had a stretch up until about the 3.5-minute mark where she had scored 5 straight points for the Streaks to push the Streaks' lead from, at the time of she started, 25-17. She was able to keep the Streaks even at 30-22. So, I mean, there's that. Shaylee had the big block inside, too. We also had, like you said earlier, a block by Kaylin Boydston during that stretch, too. But I think that the overall contributions of those two players kind of whittles it down to those two.
I think, you know, it wasn't a big scoring night for Raina, but she really didn't have to. She ran the offense well. She ran, you know, against that full court press, which all the Streaks did a good job with that, but she ran the offense well, and, you know, those steals were key. And she really bothered Izzy Anderson defensively tonight as well. I mean, several times where she poked the ball away, nearly came up with the steals on those. Let's go ahead and go with Raina Gully as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks win at 57-30. We are going to come back and run down our final stats and also get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Raina Gully, our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And we'll talk more about this one next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Get the day's local news headlines and more in your email with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and you can subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks win at 57-30. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Scoring-wise, Streaks with just one player in double figures, but a lot of balance as they always have. Shaylee Florine with 23 points on 9 field goals, 5 for 8 from the free throw line. 8 points for Casey Williams on a couple of threes and a 2. 6 points for Sabrina Clay on 3 baskets. 7 points for Raina Gully, 2 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. All of Raina's points came in that third quarter during that key stretch. 5 points for Lexi Daniels on a 3 and a 2. 2 points apiece for Kaylin Boydston, Sammy Thompson, Madison Ross, and Sage Milroy. The Streaks with 3 three-pointers in the game. 8 for 12 from the free throw line. The Pioneers also with just one player in double figures. That was Izzy Anderson with 11 points. Didn't score in the fourth quarter. She had 4 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. 5 points for Madeline Wendell. Those came in the middle two quarters on a 3 and a 2. 4 points apiece for Daria Guzzo and Raven Wyatt. Wyatt with a couple of layups near the end of the game. Guzzo with a couple of baskets in the third quarter. 3 points for Kennedy Prince on the first basket of the game. She had a 3-pointer. She was 0-for-1 from the free throw line. 2 points for Mallory Hillman on a basket. And 1 point for Molly Effington on 1-for-2 from the free throw line. The Pioneers with 2 3-pointers, just 4-for-9 from the free throw line.
Yeah, the team stats kind of look a little deceiving because of the fourth quarter, but the turnovers, 18 turnovers for Allman, 15 for the Silver Streaks, rebounding 34-29 edge for the Streaks. We're out offensive rebounding 13-9. Allman 12 of 49 from the field, including 2 of 12 from 3-point range. Streaks were 23 of 45, including 3 of 5 from 3-point range. Individual stats of note, Shaylee had a double-double to go with her 23 points. She also had 13 rebounds and 2 blocks. 5 assists for Raina Gully and 3 steals, as we told you about a little bit ago. Kaylin had a nice game, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 2 rebounds to go with her a couple points. And rebounding for Sabrina Clay, 5 rebounds and a steal and a block to go with her 6 points.
Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 57-30. We will take our final timeout here, come back, and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere, you know, is so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. Northgate Lanes hosts the kickoff party for 2015's Bowl for Kids' Sake to support Big Brothers Big Sisters. The kickoff party is Thursday the 29th, 5:30 to 6:30, with very easy sign-up. Get the RSVP info now on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Congratulations to Dean Aiken of Galesburg. Dean won $20 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks win it by a final score of 57-30 over the Alamann Pioneers. Galesburg now 18-2 on the season, 4-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. The Pioneers dropped to 13-6, 3-3 in the Western Big Six Conference here tonight. Raina Gulley, our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, did some really great things along with many other streaks during that that stretch in the third quarter where the streaks pulled away. Making his way over to us is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. And some similarities to the UT game in that first half. You seemed like you were going to pull away, and they kind of crept back in the third quarter. But in the third quarter this time around, your team absolutely did not let that happen and played, especially defensively, some great basketball.
Yeah, I thought defensively we were really pretty good in the first half in that defensively we did the things we normally do, but we did it without fouling. We did it getting on the boards. Did a nice job of they didn't get many second shots in what they did. I thought in the first half offensively we just – we had some times we didn't execute the way we should, or we missed some easy shots. But I think you're right. I kind of had a sense of like I was fearful because like what we talked about before the game, where it felt like with UT the obvious was we blew the lead in the fourth quarter, but the reality was we failed to get real stranglehold on the game in the first half. And I was afraid tonight that way. Luckily, second half we came out and I thought we did a nice job of kids passed the ball well, and it was a game where they took away penetration, so we were able to get more feeds into the post than anything.
Well, they ran full court pressure a good chunk of the game, and then he finally pulled it off in the third quarter. It just really didn't seem like it fazed you much at all. Maybe a stumble early in the game, but overall I thought you guys did a great job handling the pressure and got some fast break looks off of that with some really good passing, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I think the way they play defense, you'd kind of rather have a chance of attacking full court.
And defensively for you guys, I thought, the Anderson girl is really quick. I thought Raina actually really bothered her. She didn't even – well, obviously, he yanked a lot of the girls in the fourth quarter. She didn't score at all. But I just thought overall, not only her, but we saw some really good plays, some nice blocks, and girls going after loose balls. I know Sabrina had a play where it knocked it away. She went to the floor and grabbed it, made the pass off her back, which started a fast break. Kaylin had a nice block and a nice steal to start a nice fast break. Just really, really good team basketball.
Yeah, it was, I thought, there weren't lots of errors. By errors, meaning, turnovers, fouls, those kind of things.
Well, a tough weekend coming up, non-conference, but you're going to see some really, really outstanding teams come here to John Thiel Gym. You'll start things off early Saturday with Peoria High. They're having a pretty good season, and Normal U High, an outstanding team you'll see later in the afternoon, and turn around Monday and see Quincy Notre Dame, which obviously they've been really, really good over the past several years. So it's going to give your team a chance to see, not that you haven't already played some good competition, but even maybe up another notch with some of these teams.
Yeah, as we said to the kids, that if we didn't think they were tough, we wouldn't bring teams like that in. And so what you got to do is be ready to handle it.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Looking forward to seeing you again Saturday.
Okay, yeah, and hope a lot of people come out. Yeah. Tomorrow night the boys have the Rocky game here, and then, for years people complained that the boys didn't have a Thanksgiving tournament, and Coach Reynolds got Thanksgiving and the King, and they've brought down, some good teams. Like, Maine South is one of the best ones from Chicago, and then, we've got some highly rated teams. So hopefully some people will come and take advantage of it.
Very good. Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Our post-game coaches interview, again, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Really good game for the Streaks, and taking apart a very good Alamann team.
Yeah, and this is an important win, I think, for the Silver Streaks. I mean, after that UT game where you saw them kind of slug it out and then end up on the short end, they needed a confidence builder that they could go in, they could battle, and then they could prevail. And that's exactly what happened here. And I will be honest, this was a much bigger W than I thought we were going to get tonight. I thought I didn't think the Streaks were going to necessarily lose this game, but I thought it was going to be one of the games where they battled all the way to the end and, had a similar feel to the game that we played up there, in which we were going to pull it away right at the end.
So the Streaks with that really nice third quarter where they outscored Alleman by, what, a 17-10 count to really start pulling away and outscored them 16-4 in that fourth quarter. And Coach Hatch was just looked like he was disgusted with the way his starters were playing and yanked him pretty early.
Well, I think one of the things that kind of led to that, to be honest with you, Tom, was the fact that the Streaks, that his defense did such a great job against the Streaks there in the first half, especially in that first quarter. To play. So that kind of set a different standard. And, you know, we've heard Coach Massey talk at different points during the season and in seasons past that you know as a coach what your team's level of play is. And then when he saw his team come out, they were executing. Other than on the offensive end, I don't think they ever got into a flow there. But defensively, they were executing so well that when they regressed during the game, it became a bigger deal to him. And he, you know, wanted to then say, okay, well, obviously, you know, whatever was there in the first quarter is now gone. And if we're not going to play defense, that was the one thing that was keeping the game close.
Streaks with a nice win here tonight. 57-30 is the final score as they defeat the Alleman Pioneers and move to, well, as much as you can do, just take care of your own business and nothing more you can do as far as the Rock Island Rocks. You do have a game with them coming up here in a few weeks up at their place, but just got to take care of your own business up to that point to even give yourself a chance in the conference.
Well, it was a close game. I'm going to double-check the score real quick before we get off the air because it was a close game coming down the pipe between UT and Moline, and that would be a game that would really give the Streaks some breathing room in the conference. But nope, UT pulled it off, the exact same score as they had against Galesburg, 39-36
wow.
over Moline. So another big win there for UT to kind of keep pace with the Streaks. And I guess things not going too well for Quincy either, as their coach has been ejected out of that game.
Really?
I don't know what the controversy is, but I guess he got hit with a technical foul and then was ejected shortly thereafter. So
maybe he just didn't want to watch anymore.
Well, it sounds like there was a foul. There was a lack of a foul called on a Rock Island player for a high elbow, and didn't make Quincy's coach very happy, and so that ended up with him taking the early exit. So Rocky pretty much has that one sewed up. I don't have an updated score. The tweets all coming out are about him getting ejected, not about the score.
All right. Well, we know Rocky's gonna win right. That one nonetheless. So, all right. So the Streaks win it. Conference game next Thursday night. We'll travel up to Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons, and looking forward to that one. But some great basketball between then and now. Again, the boys tomorrow night. They'll host the Rock Island Rocks alumni night here. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off here on WGIL. And then Saturday morning, about 8:40 for the pregame, Eric and I will be here as the Streaks girls take on Peoria High. The boys will play following that, the girls again in the afternoon, and lots of basketball coming up this weekend. Again, the Streaks win it here, 57-30 was the final score. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erdis saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.